Well, the Simin Reish, there are three sugyas over here to go through. We have more that Memheim of Beis, Big Zana, three people who ate together, and two want to finish first, and other ones, Mizaman, can they, or should they, or they have to. We have a second sugya in Dachman Vov, but Ad Heichen Rech Zamozin, Machlekes of Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman. And then we have the sugya in Dachman Vov and Beis, Heichen Ulchaizer. So to go through all three separate sugyas over here. First, the Gemara from Heim and Beis brings down the three people who start eating together. So obviously, if they finish together, there's a chi of Zimun. But let's say two people finished, and the other person did not finish yet, or vice versa. The first person did finish, the other two did not. So what's the halacha in that case? So the Gemara brings down Rovo, that one person has to be mafzik tishnayim. One person has to stop. We have a klal, we go after the roiv. He has to stop for the two. Masha Enkin, if the first person finished, he does not have to stop the two for the one. However, a public goes on further and says, even though two do not have to stop, there is a case of Lufnim Mishur Sadin. This past Shabbos, at my meal, I had seven guys over, one person wanted to leave. So the question was, he has a chiv to stay till the end of the suit on Shabbos. So yes, bring permission. Lemaisa, can you make a zimun right now? So he said, seven people. Lemaisa, yes. Can you make a zimun? Lemaisa, he goes, sets himself up, about to go, he's like, no, I'll be back in a half hour. Maisa, the halacha is sick, we'll stop and answer for him. Maisa, an hour later, he still does not come back. So Maisa, we made our own zimun over here. And sometimes we have to worry about other people, they might not come back. But otherwise, the halacha is, if the Mishra still, we have a right to go stop sick for him. Now, this halacha of stopping the Shalom of Mishraim, is that a chi of mamish or a derech eretz? The words of Rashi is that we're saying the idea of one stopping for two people finished, is derech eretz. That's how it's brought down by the Piskerid, Ben Mishulam, Lashlom, Lazrua, and Numis Yishonim says Derech Eretz. At Tzad Hashonim, the Torah brings down the Ben Yoino, the Raivet Shito, there's a Chiv for the one to stop for the two. And that's the Rajbo, that's the Ra over here, that's the Ritva, and Numis Yishonim went all the way. So it's Machlaikis, the Rosh and the Torah, the Maisa, Namachriya, this question, what to go do. Halacha, among the Yishonim, it seems to be a Machlaikis. More Yishonim seem to say it's a case of Derech Eretz. However, the Mechaber is very clear. He paskins the chiyuv to be mafzik. One person has to stop for two. That's how all the poskim ma'aseh go. That's clear. Alach l'maaseh. Not only that, come along the Mechaber, and he's moisif from the shita of the Raivit. Let's say sometimes there are people who are stubborn. Well, not really stubborn. Something the more mesupik in Hilchas of Zimun, if they have a right to answer Zimun, and they did not finish yet. They come along, you have two people finished. They tell two, says one person, let's be mazam together. He's like, nah, I don't want to, I can't, I'm not sure. So what's the halacha is? They two can still make a zimun. Whether he answers or not, they're yay to the zimun. He does not answer, he loses out of the zimun. That means they can not only force him to stop, but even if he does not answer, he's going to be the stump person, he's not going to bench over here. He loses out, there is a case of zimun over here. It's a chiddush over here. Person not answer, you got your zimun over here. And he loses out. Sometimes people think they're smart. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait till all three of us finish. Not sure why. The mamashe posh, they lose out over here. Now we're saying the loch over here, one has to stop for two. The question is, why is the two leaving? Are the two leaving because they're finished? Or the two leaving because they have some place that's very dull enough, that's very important they have to go to? So the Bialocha discusses this question. He wants to bring a riot from the Mechaber. That sounds like does not make a chilek whether it's nochitz or not. He slugs up the ra'i in the parentheses. He brings down the ma'aseh, there's a ra'ah and a ben yoino. Sounds like a case of a dafka if it's nochitz. At the end of the day, the ma'aseh b'shavuah said tzorchi. It's not clear when the one person has to stop for the two people. He does end up saying whether they have to or not was not of a nochitz. It's certainly the chur nechon together of lifnim b'shavuah sadin. That's certainly the correct and hoga what to go do. So it's true that sometimes you do not have to go stop, but you certainly should stop. And again, Mishu was not passing what's a lochot of nochitz or not, and it certainly does sound like the steam is a paiskim, even if it's not of a nochitz. But myself, one person does have to stop for the two people. Now, this is an interesting case, the Shai Tshuva over here, because I'm from the Chidah. Let's say a father eats with his kids, which does happen sometimes. And now you want to make his zimun over here. Let's say the case over here is that the father finished, and the kids did not finish yet. So usually, not again Shabbos, but during the week sometimes, me and my kids, especially when it's manam, we dine together, we eat breakfast together, and sometimes we finish one before the other. So how do you apply these halachas? Let's say I finish first, my two kids didn't finish yet. They're taking their time, they're chilling out after we went to Seder. They're eating more rugua. So can I force them? Well, no, I'm one. The loch is go after Rav. So come on the Shachua, bring down the Chidah. It's a loch of Kibbut of the Aim. It's a loch of covered rabbi. Therefore, this halacha of going after Rav, that applies when you're not, there's no Kedima one over another. But when there's a Rebbe over here, when there's a father over here, and he wants to be wrapped in the sugya over here, mitzvah, the dear Rav Popper, stopping, you want to tell that, then Echnami, the father wins out. The Rebbe, the Maisa, wins out. Also says the Chidah, the sugya, that from Hey, Brochus, and Pesach, and Aim, let's say if I carrot, the two kids finished. They're running to camp. And Maisa, you did not finish yet. Also the same halacha. Could they force the father? Says the Chidah, you cannot force the father to go answer to you. The Maisa, the idea of going after Rav is when you have a case of three people, stamazoi. Otherwise, besides the idea of keeping over aim and covered rabbi, they override the concept of Rav over here. So we have this halacha that two people finish. One person has to be mafsik to answer the other two people. Once in a while, you start saying Asher Yotzar, you hear them making a zimun over here. What do you do in the middle of Asher Yotzar? Not too common. You might see the Chaim Not discuss this question. Isn't that Nichol Adavah Shugudusha or Chiyah for you to go answer? And Milva Asher Yotzar answer. And then he says, finish Asher Yotzar. Mamashim Milva Asher Yotzar. Guy comes out, they're running, they have to go somewhere, they make their own zimun over here, you hear it. Chaim Not clears this question, what to go do? Maisi Esim Chaim Kinevsky, he said, don't answer, you Milva Brach over here. The Shiloh, what to go do? Best thing, obviously, is not to give up the Shiloh. Now again, we have this Yisrael over here, that what stops the two by the case of eating a Suda. What about two of them are eating pas and one of them is eating Yerokas, vegetables? So first, the loch, we know that Yerokas is in the tzarf to the case of Zimun, Negeir to 10. Negeir to 3. We had a machlokes among the Rishonim. The Minik, says the Mishnah, is not like the Mechaber, and the Chachid of women tzarf someone eats Yerokas, the case of Zimun. So now you have two people eating pas, one person eating Yerokas, the two people eating pas wants to make a Zimun. The guy eating Yerokas is not finished yet, he's taking his time. Eating his mezainis, whatever the situation is, he's taking his time. Number one, is he forced to answer? No, I'm not chiyuv zimun. I'm eating my cake over here. I'm eating my irakis over here. And number two, he decides not to answer because I'm not chiyuv to. Is there a zimun against his will? He's not yoytzer. Is there a zimun over here? So it's a great question. How to analyze what's the sugya of irakis over here? Is it because that halacha zimun put upon him and therefore he has to answer? No, Stam, there's a Zeman over here, and you have a schus to be mitzarf. Mitzar your schus, you should. So, Vad l'flim v'shus adim, Vad you should. Mitzar the loch shivoy, Chaim Knievsky, and the Yisrael, also Chaim Non, the Sefer, Mitzar the Shulchan, he's not clear about it. He goes back and forth, starts at Yisrael's topic, it's not clear what to go do. Again, a Vad the correct enough is to answer, but you have to Yisrael. I come on the Beis Yosef, and the brings down a Rashba, the brings out of Haigoin. It's very important of Haigoin. That means, but we read the Torah, he's the Lashon of the Rosh, word for word. We read the Mechaber, he's the Lashon of the Rashba, word for word. So in the Rashba, he brings out of Haigoin. It says clearly again, when you have a case over here of two people who did not finish, and one person that did finish, Loch is the two people over here do not have to stop for the one person. That's clear. My people, Thinim Moshus, did, but doesn't have to. So one person finished. He wants to go somewhere. Two people, they're not stopping over here. Kamal Rav Haigoin says, if so, the one person can bench by himself and leave. That means we know the loch is Kul Tzadikimul. We have Machlok Shushayim, how far take the Yisrael. We have a Rosh, we have Ben Yoino. They all agree when you start the suit together, the loch is you have a Chiyuv Zimun. The Rosh says, even if you end together, Ben Yoino says, Lav Dafke end together. But if I have a Chiyuv Zimun, Kamluk of Hain says he started together. That's Pashto the Kimto of Hai. Started together. Two of them do not want to be mafsik for the one who finished. Says of Hai, what to go do? He can bench by himself and leave. Back to Beis Yosef. How in the world can you do that? How can you go do that? So Kamluk of Beis Yosef, and Besim the three Mahalcha among the Gdola Choydim. Beis Yosef, the Bach, and the Taz. And then very important, the Beis Yosef, how he paskins. The Bach has brought down a locha by the Mog of Rome and the Taz Shito. So first, the Beis Yosef wants to answer, what's his Seder of Hai? The case of Dover Nochetz. Something that's important, two do not be mafsik, you're running to loss of Parnassah, you're running to a doctor, you have an appointment to go to, and they've not finished yet, even though you started together, You have a right to bench by yourself. A very important yisoid, said the Beis Yosef Rav Hai, a dover nochetz, you can stop the zimun and bench and go. A gam yisoid, three people together. Director Bach, if this is a chi of gom of zimun, you think a dover hefzik, even a dinder abonon. How can we even dinder abonon? You have a chi of zimun over here, beside the sugi of hefzik, dover nochetz. I heard the Minister Kaplan give a shiur once by Shavasa Batamas. He said, "How? What's the head to the yisoid that a chilek can in Shavasa Batamas? You think a chilek can do a various? You think his examples were three examples? You think a chilek can mechal Shabbos? You think a chilek can eat chazer? You think a chilek can eat rabbanot? That was his example. If I'm having the oven, think you have a head of a chilek? Think you have a head of a davar nochetz? You might have to assume over here. So, effect of Bach, what's the yisoid over here? So they come along and says, a very important yisoid. The Bein HaHaigoin is saying over here, the loch is that we have to finish together. If we don't finish together, there is no chi of zimun at all. And he says, what's disgusting, Simon Kufta de Gimel? He said, the case over there is when we start together. In the middle, they did not eat together. They start together at one table. Then they turned the backs to each other, one went to one table, one to another table. Then they came back and they ended together. That's the yisoid over there, the Rosh of Bein HaHaigoin. But otherwise, if you do not end together, there is no chi of zimun. Not like the pashas of the halacha in Kutzat Gimel, that we know again, you start together chi of zimun. The halacha is not the way. Once you have a halacha over here of ending together, without that, you have a right to bench. Atzal shlishi, shad of haigoin, come with taz. It says, read of haigoin, never says start together. The kibd is, you came late. Came late, you want to finish early. So in that case over there, you don't start together and together. You have a right to bench together. You have a right to bench by yourself. I mean, in Rav Hai, you have to realize the three mahalchim. Number one, you have the Beis Yosef, Dover Nochetz. Number two, you have the Bach, Gortam, and Rav Rom. If you're not finished together, Maisa Halacha is the person can bench. And number three, we have the Taz, like, no special Halacha over here. If Haikar means you're not start together and not end together. Halacha Maisa, we have to analyze which one of the two words of Dvi Paskin like. First question is, do we pass like the Bach? We did not finish together, we have right to bench. So come on the words of the Bach, his words of Ahochi Nogi Alma. The minig ha'ilim is, people go to chasas, they wash together, they finish before everybody else, they bench, they leave. That's the minig already. Yes, can have chasas. Bach says, the loch is, you have to finish together. Bort on loch la'maisa by the shir k'nas ha'gdolah and the mokavron. He says, the loch is, you have to finish together. La'maisa, who disagrees? The mechaber. Mechaber is very clear, it says, you have no right to bench, and you have to wait for the other two people to finish. Mechab is against it. The Vush is against it. The Taz says that's not pshat. And the words of the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down a gam of the Bach Magavram. He says, Kol Achroinim Chol Kamalov. The Shaitzin says, who's Kol Achroinim? It's the El Rabo, the Maimon Mordechai, and the Graz, and Ram Barnett, and the Chai Odom, Morgan Giborim, if you want also Orach HaShulchan, all Achroinim argue. It's very important, we have a Mahalach where that the Bach says, the Minigah Elam, do not finish together, no chiv zimun. Maaseh, we do not pass like this. Then was pointing out l'chor before. Tois is that way. Tois naf mem heyim and aleph. It is discussing the chor of a mishnah naf mem hey that says gimel she'ochlo ka'achas chiv zimun. The mishnah naf nun om and aleph says the loch is enu shayin l'chalik. In fact, the badli ba'os haynu hach the same exact loch. In fact, the yishalmi the way Tois understands stiro the loch naf mem hey is saying we start together with chiv zimun. So we see Tosfos is saying that the yisoid over here is we start together with chiv zimun, not like the Bach, clear that way. And the other Yishalmi is saying napshat that way in Yishalmi, not mukha the argue in Tosfos. So we see over here we have the yisoid of the Bach that Magavam does paskin like, very important. We do not pass like that, we hold the loch that once you start together, you have a chiv zimun. The second malach of Haigoin, he says you have a heter of a dover nochetz. That means something important, it's an oinus, it's a hefsid. It's something you have to go do. You have a right to bench, even though you have a chiv zimun right now. That ma'isa passes away by the El Rabo, the Chai Odom, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishmur over here says, B'loshon Efshar. If you remember, the Mishmur brought down this Teretz in Simuk Kuf Tzad Gimel. Over there, it discusses how, by Halach, the Mechaber says, you have three Chaburas, and one person left each Chabura, and they get together and make their own zimun. In fact, the Mishmur, how in the world did one person leave from each Chabura? Says the Mishmur in the second Teretz, you know how? Because this halacha of a dover nochetz of a oinus hefsid, you have a right to go leave. That means the mishmur brings down, but it's sounded this way. We have a heter of a dover nochetz to go leave. That means you buy a chasna, you have to go somewhere, or anytime you're eating by a student together, you have an appointment to go to, you have a right to go leave. What? It depends. Yeah. That itself, what's nachas moed? Good question, what the getter is. Agam the Mogen Geborim disagrees. And the Shalom, what the Taz agree, disagree. The Taz did not give this teretz. Machlok said, Dola Chen Pshat in the Taz. Ma'is Mishmud Mitzad. And it does work over here. Building upon this, these two Mahalchmo, we had a Paskin. So we mentioned already in last Gemara that the smack sheet over here is that Noshim have a Chi of Zimun. And the question is, how in the world do people who sit together with women at the meal, and then they leave to go to the Rebbe's Tish, go to the Farbregen, what happens is all the men leave and the women left behind, and make it even worse, Mishmuah brings down the Grashito, that the women left behind make their own Zimun. That's why they tell me the women never make their own Zimun. You had five women, five men, all the men leave, all the women be left behind, but Mishmuah, men leave, make your own Zimun. Where's your Zimun over here? Why should you make a Zimun? Kash, what's happening? So Vosel says like five different points over here. First it starts off, the Maisa, the truth is smag. But Maisa, we know Rashi and Tosfos not on the sugya that way. Rashi and Tosfos, the women is not Nechel Geder of Chiyav, Nechel Geder of Rishus, which Agri mentioned last Gemara. Does Rashi and Tosfos agree to the smag or not? The Aruch HaShulchan says they agree to the smag, there's a Chiyav in Asha. Vosel is not going like the Aruch HaShulchan. Number one, he wants to say we have Rashi and Tosfos. Number two, his main heter is we have the Bach, the Eli Rabo. We have the Bach and the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham paskins that if you do not finish together, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. He says it's true that we don't pask like this, but Maisi have a tier for Rashi and Tosfos. It could die this Gedolei Achronim that Bach says Minig HaOlam. There's a Rav Hai going over here that's saying you said that if you do not finish together, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. See, one time where's the heter for everyone leaving to go to the Rebbe's Tish? We're simcha upon this Bach that Mishmur says Kol Achronim are against. But tier for Rashi and Tosfos. Voidi goes on further, number three. Maybe it's Nechel Gedev Dov HaNochetz. Then you have to go to the Rebbe's Tish. He starts like, what is Dov HaNochetz? Nochetz Mo'id. What made this bench for? What's Gedev Dov HaNochetz? Himself is not there about it. Voidi, number four, he says, where's the Mechiv Zimun upon Noshim? He said, let's clear in the idea of Lomdis. We spoke at last Chaburah that the Sharetziv brings out the Lavosh, which is Sugi of Migoy. Migoy, the men have a Chiv Zimun. Who do the women have a Chiv Zimun? He says, maybe the Sud of Migoy is when the Zimun comes up, they're doing Zimun. If they're not around for Zimun, so there's no Chiyuv Zimun, they're doing Zimun over there. So maybe the whole Migui does not apply. Maybe not. Maybe Migui goes in the Mechayim where they wash together. He sets up his Svark to argue the point, say there is no Migui over here. The women have no Chiyuv over here. That's what he says he's not clear about. But his main time, we have a Bach, we have a Mogavim over here. Those are his Svaras why, to Miyashiv, the Minig of Numas Cheshuvim, the mice will leave the meal and they go to the Tish. When they ask the question of Chaim Knievsky, and they ask the question to Sheva Kossi, the bells are right. So he has to answer this Shiloh over here, what to go do. So the mice said, they came along very simple there. It's how much they saw it. They have Das, not to be Tzav Zimun. And we know already from the Reish Galuso, and we know already from the Sugim of Sakis, that we know the Loch is that you have Das, not to be Tzav. Therefore, there's no Chiyuv Zimun over here. Therefore, he wants to tell you that they had Das not to be Tzav together for Zimun.
The men.
Men with women. Now, again, we like mentioned last Gemara, how do we have Das so you don't know the Halacha? That's a great question. I'm still not sure how to answer that. But a lot of some seem to say that since I know I'm doing that, that's Nichol get of Das, the Gam is not Mitzav the Halacha Shavoy, that's Mitzia Shavoy. Maybe it's Nichol get of Das. That means they point out, just being practical, they get to Chasno. You come, and let's say you start together. It comes out right now, we have five different terms why a person can leave a bench by themselves. Number one, let's say you want a bench. Maisa, you start together. If you bench with the 10 people over here, the Resh Kalus can be makbid upon you. Because they're here, and with 10 people, the Sigil of Akpodo, go down to three, maybe even to one. We have a second swell over here, with the Sigil of Akpodo, said the Mishigur, Koshke, negate the mitzvah. That means tomorrow. That means again, Mitzal Ilan Resh Kalusa Vakpod, that's one reason, meaning you're not going to hear the Zimun. Most times by Chassis, you do not hear the Zimun. That's what, if you have a right to bench by yourself earlier. Number two, if Mishmur says, once you have a Heter Resh Kalusa, Koshke, Mokka Mitzvah. That means you can save the Chassis on the hour or two, you can lose out the Shir of Dafyarmi that night, miss tafiyum the next morning, you miss tefillah tomorrow, the next day, you have shir the next day, you have noch heter, why to leave a chasna early? The third reason, we have a head over here, dover nochets, shalom bayis, you better come home now. You get a phone call, come home, the kids, or whatever, it's time to come home, dover nochets. That's only nochets moyed, shalom bayis. Fine, panosu, maybe nochets moyed, yishlotim, mais nechel, head of dover nochets. Why they point out, we have a bach, we have a mogav rom. We have a fourth reason over here, b'negoy ilum. And together, you have a right to bench. And number five, you always have a moisha, you have no datsa mitzarif. Look, we're five svaras, we're to defend and analyze the minhag ha'olam and the olam nidush chasanos are very good, even they start together. The maisa, they say, what's the best thing? The best thing is not to start together. You don't start together, you don't end together, there's no chiyuv zimun at all. That means, what does it mean start together? What I think, I know certain svarim go not the way, starting together by at least in the men's section are two times. Either if you wash after the chuppah, that's when everyone washes together, or you wash after the first ma'ariv, that's when everyone washes together. That, I think, is a scholar together at one time. If you wait 10 minutes after each one, or 20 minutes after each one, I don't think you start together, you don't end together, and then the whole, you don't have to come on to any of these etterim. But come that we have five reasons why clean immunity start together, and for the best thing is just wait 20 minutes and wash afterwards. Next of you, Sifbez over here, the Heichin the Birch Samozin. Sigmund Daph and Vob Bigzan Machloikis, Rav Nachman says until Nevarech, Rav Sheshit says until the case of Azonas Akurl. The first question is among Rishonim is how exactly do we paskin? So the Ben Chananel is brought down that he paskins like Rav Nachman until the case of Nevarech. The Ben Sheshit brings down the Rambam and the Rif, the Loch is he paskin like Rav Nachman until Nevarech. The words of the Rif is Chem Amad Abar. Therefore, the Eshkol, the Ritva, or Zura, other Rishonim go this way. Asal Hasheni, Kamlum places on the page, says, Kaimalum, like of Sheshis, be Zura. And therefore, the Loch is the Tulos, and the Kol. And therefore, the Bahag, they begin down this way, and the Rosh, the Torah, the Maisa, pass this way, the Skevir, they pass in Vakar, the Gez, as well as the Kol. The Machlok is a Shokol among Rishonim, they pass like of Nachman, until Navarach, or Tulos, and the Kol, like of Sheshis over here. Now, to understand this Machlok is really, what is the shot in this Akimto of what is causing Al Heichim Birch Samozin. You read the Rishonim brought down by the Beis Yosef, there are four pshatim in what the Akimto over here is. Three of them, who we agree to, one of them we do not agree with. The way Harashi understands, the Gemara says a question, Al Heichim Birch Samozin. Where is the Gemara going back on? What Akimto is going back on? So the words of Rashi, it says, the Gemara Daf Mem Vov, or Man Aleph, is going back to the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei, or Man Aleph. The Mishnah over here says that Gimel Sh'ochel Ka'achas has a Chiyuv Zimun. Until when do you have a Chiyuv Zimun? You have a Chiyuv Zimun, is that Nevarach or Zon Sakol? That's the Machlokes over here. Therefore, Mamshech Rashi wants to pass the Lank of Sheshit Zon Sakol. When you have no Zimun, two people are eating. What's Alocha? They stop benching from Noid Alocha. Since Zimun is a Zon Sakol Kwan of Sheshit, says Rashi, therefore, two people eating by themselves, they stop benching by the second Bracha. They say the second, third, and the fourth, and that's it. Kamalung Taisis. Beis Yosef asks, Maisei v'chiv derayis avenchi v'chal to v'svota, azon sakol, where's the chiv over here? What's Rashi discussing? All the kashas on Rashi. Therefore, Kamalung Taisis, and he wants to stand, he said over here, Ad Heichin's not going back to the Mishnah from Hei, going back to the Gemara from Hei and Beis, when the Gemara over there says, one to be mafstik to Shnayim, one to be mafstik, how much does he have to listen to? Rav Nachman says you have to just listen to the Nevarach. Masha Enkel of Sheshit says you have to listen to Azon Sakol. The way how the Rif says over, the two on the Rosh say over, what's it going back on? It's going back when one person wants to go leave, how much he has to sit there for? That's Machloikis. Is it Nevarach or Azon Sakol? And the way how Tosfos on the Heima Bay says, Mevovim Bay says, Maharam Me'ivroi, the Rashi Batsim goes, it's going back on the Sugya when it says the person left the Shuk. When you have to call him back, by 10 people, you call him back, sit down next to you. Else, love, earth, arrow. Masha'i came by 3 people, he just stands over there and listens. How much does he have to listen to? That's the machloikis. You have to listen to the Nevarach or Zon Sakol. That means you have Rashi's Yisrael over here, it's going back in the Mishnah. And therefore, the Nafkamina is, what is the person or two where they have to bench? Then we have the next three Mahalchim, Abetzim, really one Shito, is what's it going back and what a Kimt over here? What is the side of it he has to listen to? When one has to be mastic to two, till where? When he gets called back, until where? He has to sit till he leaves, until where? Three different cases that it's going back on, a lot of them argue one upon another over here. We know a paskin again. Machlokes among the Rishonim. So Gedarka, the Beis Yosef says, we have two of the three. Gedarka, he has the Rosh, Rif, and Rambam. Two of them passed like of Nachman, the Rif and the Rambam. Again, the Rif says became Amidabar. They have a passed like of Nachman. They get his Nevarach. They start seem to go this way. And Sal Hasheni, Darka Moshe says, we go like the Balei Taisis. They have a passed like of Sheishis, and the words there are more by us. V'chein Noigin. Yet do as they call the words the Aruch Hashulchan and the Shanas and Obnei Ashkenaz Paskin. They get it like of Sheishis Hazon Esakol. Now, just to understand what the Sforah here is, you think about it, it's a little bit hard to understand. If Zimon is Rabbi Sain of Areich, and Bechshem Wolzen is Azon Sakol, but why even one person by himself has said the Bruch of Azon, why in the world is Rabbi Sheish saying Azon is a chelik of the Zimon? If you think about it, the Chod does not sound the way. Who Azon is a chelik of the benching. But why one person has to go say it, not like Rashi. So the way how the Beis Yosef explains, quotes Rosh, the Rosh says, in order for it to be nicker, what Rabbi Sain of Areich is going back on, therefore we make an extension into the Bruch of Azon, saying Rabbi Sain of Areich, then everyone's quiet. On what? What are we saying, Bruch Shachalu? We make a Bruch on what? We need something to be chal upon. For that reason, says the Rosh, but on the Beis Yosef, that's why Azon is a chilek, says the Sheishis. Mishmuel brings down the different reason why saying Azon is a chilek of the Bechsam of the Zimun over here. He said, because we're saying over here with a bracha, Rabbi Sain of Areich, where's the Shem Malchus? Where is the bracha? The bracha is not here. The way Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Chidushim on brachas, how he explains, he says, Be'etzem, the Azon has two chalokim to Azon. It can be both. The chiyuv of the chalta v'zavota, Yishvach v'do, the Azon Shavoy. Also the chiyuv inside the Zimun Shavoy. It can be doing two things over here. Give the bracha to the Zimun, because where is the Shem Malchus over here? And also, it could be the idea of bracha mitzad, the bracha of Azon Zakal, the bracha of Birch Samozim. Now comes out, once Osman Ashkenaz passed in this way, if you go back to Bishmur, wrote away twice, the loch is that when a person benches, the correct thing is really to listen to the bracha Shmek Oinayim. That's not the minig mizmanazah. The minig is that we say it together, but the thing is that the person who benches, just like it says Rabbi Sain of Areich b'kol rom, you also have to bench also b'kol rom, and you have to say it together with him mila b'mila. Otherwise, you're not mekayim the halacha lefi the Rama v'chein noigim of where's your hazon together with the mezamen over here. Therefore, this is where it's coming from. This is the Rama that we have to say the birchas hamazon, the first bracha out loud. Yeshua says be'etzem the whole birchas hamazon out loud, but lechol apocha is the first bracha, and when you say it with him, it should not be behind him. Or ahead of him, should be a case of mila b'mila with him.
Is it not the beginning and end of the bracha?
Mishmur says mila b'mila, the whole thing.
Yeah,
Mishmur says the whole thing, and the Chayyadim says, and the Sefer, or Chashul, and when you borrow him, says mila b'mila. Mishmur says the whole thing. Mishmur says the whole thing. But you have to always have the Mechab to be said Mechab. Now, building upon this, the Gemara Daf Mevova Beis brings down. So Abai says, Yechayz L'Rosh, go back to the beginning. The Rabban says, L'mokim Shepasak. The Gemara paskins for us, V'hilchasa, L'mokim Shepasak. Now, what does that mean also? Again, it's clear, Machlokes among the Shonim, what the Sugya means. Rashi, they point out the Shitosai, he's saying it's going with the few Sheshis over here. And it's also when a person goes back to eat, where should a person go back to? That means the person has stopped to hear something, eating by himself, to go back to say Azon Sakol, not to Azon Sakol. Taisa says, that's a Sheshis. What about those who pass like a Nachman over here? Void even Yochle Chiv of Azon over here. Therefore, he says, the question over here is, when the person who is being Mezamein, what does he say? He starts off saying, I'm saying Nivorech. We answer back, we say, Borsha Chalnu. When the person, the Mezamein says, back to us, what is he saying back to us? He's saying back to us, Nivorech, Borsha Chalnu, so he's saying, the Gemara is saying, go back to Mokum Shapasak, going back, you're saying not his Nosuch, you're saying our Nosuch, Baruch Shechanu. It's interesting, this past Shabbos, one of the person who happened to bench for us, the leader, he went back and said, Baruch Shechanu. He actually went back and did the, I guess he maybe passed like a bio, or was a little bit nervous at the table over there. He said, I don't think it's Ma'akiv. The correct thing is Baruch Shechanu, not Baruch Shechanu. That's the Yisoid. The Maisa, that Malchut Tosis, how Rav Yishem said this, he said the Sugya, whether the Eshkol, Ben Yonah, they were all Ritva, they were all Smagel, and others. There's a third Malchut Tosis. He wants to tell you, in the case of here, when he called from the Shuk, how much is this to listen to? Is it to the case of a Zazon or a Noid L'cho? It really what comes out, Aloch L'maisa, is that first, number one, he passed like Tosis, the Aloch is, and the Mavar calls back and says, Baruch Shechal Mishloi, Azal. Second, according to Rav Sheshis, that the Ashkenaz L'maisa follow, when a person hears already, one being massacred with two other people, and he hears the first Baruch Azon Sakol, does he go back to say Azon Sakol all over again? Or is he saying Noid L'cho? That means, the Gemara's passing, what do? We're Shapasak. That means we should say Noid L'cho. And therefore, Be'etzem, the Torah points out, it really depends. That means if a person does not eat afterwards, he listened to Azon Sakol, he starts Noid L'cho in the Chanami. However, if he eats afterwards, then what he ate, where's the Azon? Therefore, he has to go back to say the case of Azon. The most Moisif in this halacha, that if a person goes back to eat, or even had das to go back to eat, a gami did not go back to eat, he has to again say the case of Azon. How would it be Moisif? The Mishmur has been signed to Ksuba Kufpe Gimel, and over here the Bialacha says the same Yisoid, that we're saying over here, Yaitu with Azon, with a person whom is Zamlin says Azon out loud, Bekol Yom. And therefore, when the person benches by himself, he starts from Noid L'cho. That's honestly in the case over here, when you have kavana, bilot says, he has kavana to be yaitzi you. If he has not kavana to be yaitzi you, and you are not kavana to be lot says, either one or the other, you never said Azon Sakol. Therefore, practically, kamat this halacha does not really happen. It does not come out in a situation where you're going to bench 5 minutes later, and you did not eat over here, and you did not plan to go eat, and you start from Noid L'cho. Because you need a person to have mind to be yaitzi you, and you too have kavana to be yaitzi from him. That almost does not happen. Now, Mishmur does say, in the case over here, where one stop for two, and you plan to eat afterwards, he says, first of all, you can eat afterwards, but speaking, he says, don't speak. That means, you can't speak, because you have zon over here. But he says, even if you eat afterwards, what are you eating? If you eat past, you say zon. He says, if you eat the case of your mezainis over here, how does that work? If you eat your dogum and boss over here, your fruits and vegetables and your meat, how does that work? So if it's a case of mezainis, he says again, that Noid L'cho does not patir your mezainis. You have to go back again to Azon. To get to your fish and meat, he declares Noid L'cho, maybe it's good enough, maybe it's not good enough, the mice is not sure. So, number one, he says, the L'cho, you can't speak. Number two, he says, even if you eat not pas, also maybe the bracha achorino. And number three, he goes on further and saying, he's not even sure the whole entire halacha of eating afterwards even works with Tzarachiyah. That means, shoo, the Torah, the Rosh, the Ramah brings down eating afterwards, you have a person, does he say Noida or not Noida? Where to go from? He's not even sure, even if a person only eats something, he's suffering Noida. Maybe eating that itself is a hefsek, but Tzarachiyah. Again, practically, it's not too much, not that really Negeo, because again, no one's usually being going to you and not coming to Moitzah for him, and therefore you always go back to the case of Azan Sakol. Now the Mishmur Sekhar test, he ends off with a bunch of klolim over here. Just go through his klolim. He has, his first case over here is when three people ate together.
If you're not having a zitu yitzah, what is the help from the birch zimun?
How does it work for the zimun? I'm not being yitzah. I'm yitzah the zimun, it sounds like. I'm not yitzah the zon. It sounds like one not for the other. That's halacha. Echa b'mafsik. Yeah, that's for the halacha. Now, again, the Mishmur has a case where we have three people ate together, one person, the halacha stops for two. So the halacha is, he does stop for two. Now, two other people came. Can he be zam with them? So the Mishmur, yes. Those people finished, and they left. Two other people came and ate. Can he be zam with them? So the Mishmur, yes. One after another, the Maisi can be zam one after another. That's his first case. The Chiddush he said in the Shaar HaTzion. Is that's not parochle zimna? It's not worth eating in case of yirokas. You can make a new zimun. Kamat the same case, but it's come down to different halacha. You have five people eating together. Two of them finished. The halacha is three of them do not have to stop to answer because they go up to the roiv. Maisa, one person answered. So those people have a zimun. Now you have one person left, and two other people did not answer. Over there, you say Maisa, You have to realize the case before Mishmur says you had five people, two and one, two left, and two new people came. Again, that you can't make a zimun. Why? Because the two brand new people. Mashaken, there were five people in the beginning, the same exact amount of people. One answered the two. In that case, it's a partial zimun. You cannot make another zimun. You can, the other two people lost out the zimun. It means once you're part of a group, and that group made the zimun, it loses out. I mean, same amount of people. I got me shalom in London, how that works, why that's so. The lots of the mice, you lose out on the zimun over here. However, he goes in further, one more case. But let's say in a case of seven over here, or even a case of six of Zachorinim, and then one person answers it too. Since you left behind a zimun that can be mechalk by themselves, then you can't make a zimun. That means the Shabbos had seven people by a meal. One person wanted to leave early. So I said two people can answer, and make a zimun over here. He'll have his own zimun, and then still the Mitzafri left behind the zimun, do the zimun all over again. There's no problem. The four left behind can't make a zimun. Again, Meshua says seven or eight. The Pesach can point out the Rabbi clearly writes even in case of six. Kavachaim, the Shana Lachos, the Kotov, the Meshua, even in case of six, there's no difference. Once he left behind a group of people be mezamin, the Elamais is enough. Now, until now, we're discussing a case one being mafsik for two. What about a case you have 10 people? You have 9 people who want a bench. One person can be forced to stop. 6 want a bench. 4 are going to stop. 7 want a bench. 3 have to stop. Well, no. Is this halacha apply also to the case of 10 over here? Do you say the halacha is a klal holich acharoyv, just like my 3 Yehudim, my 10? But no. The case of 3, what's the reason? You have to make a zimun. So then go after Roiv. Here, there already is a zimun. I already have a zimun. You want the Milo Velikenu? You're going to force me to go answer to you? Why force me? I want to eat. I want to go to the bathroom. I want to leave. Why force me? You already have your zimun. The Milo Velikenu, you can't force me. That's a shayla over here. It's come on the Taz. He wants to say pshat in the Torah, the Rosh over here, a little bit Marach over here. And he points out, look, we have two different Mishnahis. The Mishnah that from Hay starts off, Gimel Sho'ochel Ka'achas, Loche Zechi of Zimun. Does not say the case of the other 10. The Mishnah Daf Nun Amud Aleph says the case of 3 cannot be machalik. The case of 10 cannot be machalik. That's when you finish the meal over here. But does not say that loch over here that you can that there's a chi of zimun in the beginning that one has to stop the case of 2. Only case of being machalik. Once you finish, I can't divide. I didn't finish yet. I don't have to go stop. So I'll bring you a raya. The case of Reish Kuluso. Rava says he's not going to go hear the person bench say the words out loud. It was signed of Rech to a people, the 100 people over here. Therefore, what happened? He stopped and made his own zimun over here of a case of 3. If I ask more of 3, 1, a case of 10, ikpid, we will be embarrassed. They will be mocked upon the person doing it. So he went down to the case of 3. Why not to the case of 1? He said, once a tiny the locha of if elekenu zechiv gum over here. Echnami of 10, how the world do you go right down to 3? If a person is machpid, they have the right to go down to 3 over here, because he's machpid. Elmai, the idea of 10 is not a chiyuv mamish. It's the correct thing, dov shem dusho, shun selekenu. But 3 is a chiyuv. We go down to the case of 3, but not down below 3, because 10 of mice is not a chiyuv of us. There's no chiyuv chal upon 10 until you finish together. They didn't finish, I couldn't hear the person. One of them is on myself, I want to go leave over here. I count the taz. That means the Taz is very clear that one person does not have to stop for the other 9. It's right for the Mishnais or Reish Kuluso. Come on, the Paiskim, the Shartzin, send you to the El Rabbo, and the El Rabbo's Yisrael is brought down by the Chabad Moshe, and the Pimgodim, and the Chidah, they all say, Ike one Yisrael over here, to answer the case of the Reish Kuluso. You go back to Reish Kuluso, Kuf Sada Gimel, what's the reason Rav had a right to go bench? Says the Magavram, calling the Rajbo, not the side of the Taz, it is no Chiyuv of 10. Why? Because Gadol covered a Brias. Can be doichle, even Loisei B'Shev HaTaisei, it's not the case of Drabon over here. The reason why the right to go bench, it's not a different reason. Not that it is no Chiyuv, there is a Chiyuv. But Gadol covered a Brias. That's the reason. Otherwise, they want Taina Avada. One person goes Acharoyv, there's a Chiyuv, and you can stop for the other 9 people who want a bench over here. And therefore, the Mishmur says, without calling even the Taz, he calls the place come over here. The loch is one has stopped for 9, 3 has stopped for 7, 4 has stopped for the case of 6. They have to stop. They come down two yesodes from this halacha over here. Number one is, do you have to stop by 10? Mishmur goes, not like the Taz, like all the Paiskim, the one has to stop for the other nine. Aleph. Second, we discussed the halacha Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Over there we said, the question is, when a person is machbid, you're not going to go hear the benching over here. What's the halacha over there? It says you go down from 10 to 3. You can go down from 3 to 1. You can bench by yourself. That means sometimes, by a chasam, usually more by a shevra office, 10 guys bench together, the Baal Bas gets embarrassed. Gets offended, hurt over here. So fine, do the case of 3. Do it more quietly. But let's say even 3, it's a small shevra office, 3 people get a bench, and the Baal Bas, you can get involved with who is the Baal Bas, what happens, the Isha gets offended, not the Ish. It's not clearing who gets offended, who do we care about. But let's say someone gets offended over here, the chasam gets offended, the Kal gets offended over here. You can go down to 1. They point out who says you can't. The Taz says you can't. You have no right to go down to 1. That's our Taz over here. Look in the on the Rosh Tvash, on the page says you can't. Och Shulman says you cannot go down to 1. Rish Kalus is only from 10 to 3. Dine Fish wants to pass this way. Atzad HaShani, who's disagreeing? Our Eli Rabbo. Our Chemin Moshe. Our Chido, our Prim Gordon. They speak out clearly. The idea is Kovod Abrius. Kovod Abrius applies from the Chir of 10 to 3. Chir of 3 down to 1 over here. Then the Chidor passes away, and the Sivis passes away. The Loch is even down to 3. When you have a Baya of Kavod HaBrius, go down from Yechiv, and you better be even a case by yourself over here. It comes out also, anytime you have a case of a Chasno, whether it's Mitzad, you can hear the person being Mazabing. It says in Mishavur, Koshkein B'mokim Mitzvah. That means you leave the Chasno because you have to go to Shir, or because you want to wake up tomorrow, or you have a Seder tomorrow. Also, if the person will be embarrassed, the Loch is... The idea is you can bench by yourself. A bench for 3 if no one will get embarrassed. Someone will get embarrassed, offended, or hurt. They'll just go down to the case of 1. Now, the Pesukim here are clear that says Halacha applies 1 to 9, and even says in Mishmur, a case of 6 people, 4 has to stop for 6. All the Pesukim say 4 for 6. Of those who say you have to stop. Why 4 for 6? We know already, the Shal is. Then maybe you need a Shia that's Nick over here, a case of Lekenu. Three people eating a ruckus and 7 eating pass. A case of 6, the mice will be machma for. So if so, by the case of forcing somebody, should be the same yisoid. So the chum is very clear, it's not the same yisoid. The idea over here in the game, Doshab Dusha has to be nicker. Over here, the yisoid is Acharam Lahatos. Acharam Lahatos is by 6 also. It's also rave. That is the Dov and Nick and Doshab Dusha having. Here, the mice, everyone has a benching over here. All 10 have a benching. Just who forces who? Go after Rav. 6 Lamais is the case of Rav over here. The Shartru brings down the case from the Chidah. In the case, you have 5 and 5. 5 people finish. 5 people did not finish. So 5 people, what's halacha? You can force anybody. He clears the question now. Let's say one person does the din v'shus din, it's going to answer the other 5. So now you have 6. So you have 6 and 4. Now you're going to force the other 4 people to go answer. Says the Chidah, no. But it's not that way, Shachuv comes out that way. I said, no. When 5 have a Chiv, because they finish right now, that's how he looks upon it. The fact that one person answer with him, he might not finish right now. So therefore, the Kamis being mistaf with them, he cannot force, might be again, Lefdim Mishor Sedin, but he cannot force the other one to go answer. Now they point out, we're saying over here, that even 5 can answer the 5, Lefdim Mishor Sedin get 10. Let's say you have 4 people finished. Can you make a Zimun out of 4? 3 people are finished. Can you make a zimun out of 3? And add 7 to it, add 6 to it, and say Elokeinu over here. So the Masham over here on the Sugya points out that even a mina people are finished, Maisa all ate together, all start together, the law is you can make a case of a zimun. The question is, well, let's say that 10 people, one person wants to leave, 2 people want to leave. Do you say now, when they themselves have no chi of zimun, because that's not a case of 3, Can the other 8 people stop and ask them and say Elokeinu? Stella Maisa the Chesha Eifod has a Shuvah and says that Lo Shemanu. That we don't see. I can't even show them why that's so. He said Lo Shemanu V'lo Inu, we don't find anyway. Bishlam the Chi of Zimun. They can add up people make Elokeinu. To make the Chi of Zimun, they're stopping themselves when the other is a river. Lo Shemanu, we don't see you have a right to make Elokeinu over here. Again, we can argue the point and say, why not? Maisa the Chi goes after the beginning. Maybe Choshev of Haigoin Shito, they go after the Gemara over here, the Bach, the Melga Oilam, each one that's so, but that's how he brings down a Loch Lamaisa. The last point is that we're saying over here the person has to bench, and here, The first bracha, kodav sheshes, azan zakol, let's say, milo b'milo. With the person, mimzam together with them. Is this halacha only by the case of 3 or even by the case of 10? That means by every chasna, you have 100 people there. The idea of hearing the Amosai Nevarech, you do hear that sometimes. But the idea of hearing a Zon Sakol, is that a case only by 3 or only by case of 10? So the Maaseh of the Mishmur and Sim Kuvtzad Gimel is very clear. He writes, even by case of 10, you have to say Mila B'Mila together with the Mavarech. It's a Kitzer, it's a Chai Odom, look at Mavarech that way. It seems to be that way. Who says not the way? They point out, L'chur, it sounds like our Torah. Our Torah writes over here, when 3 people be mastering the case of 7, the locha is you only have to hear the Zimun, and not more than that. Who brings down the Torah? The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Torah. How Mishnah Berurah? The end of the 7. Says the Shulchan, M'chaim No, says the Chaznish, by 10 you do not have to hear as Zon Zakol. You do not have to say Milo B'Milo. But write the Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah, they point out, this is Tiro. Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Pascha Locha is by 10. You have to Milo B'Milo. Even by 10, as Zon Zakol, Rav Sheshes. And over here it says, no, the Locha is, once you hear Zimun, you can stop and go back to go eating. And the Maaseh, they argue. Come on, Lechoidim, they want to ask the Mishnah Berurah, whether it's the Piskei Teshuvos or the Madani Osher or others, Yesh L'chal Karbei. The case over here in the Mishnah Berurah, when it's pointed to the Torah, is a case where 3 is stopping for 10. And then the 3 is going to make a Zimun again a second time. So they're going to do the Zimun a second time, and then do what? Say Azon Sarkol, out loud, the Mezamin, you said together with them, Milo B'Milo. So you got the Lekenu with the 10, and you got the Azon with the second time. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, you can stop, and hear Rabbi Sayin of Erech, and that's it. Otherwise, it's stop in the case when you have 10 over here, and you want to bench by a Chasna, and you're not going to have a Zimun a second time afterwards, then the Mishnah Berurah is saying, Avada, we pass the Sheishas, the Hazon is a chilik of the Zimun, so you have to hear the Hazon. That's what we call Rum over here. So that's how they defend the Mishnah Berurah. The Maaseh they point out, the Chanush disagrees. It holds out the way. The Maaseh most Rum go like the Mishnah Berurah. Again, it's clear the way in the Kitzer and the Chayodom, and Pashto the Magar Rum. The personal Maaseh has to hear Hazon, even in the case of 10 people. Fine, we just finished the Aloch of Birch HaZimun over here. Really, the heart and soul of Zimun. The test is going to be Bezer Shem in a week from now, from Simon Kupay Ches to Simon Reish Aleph. Now, it's very important in general always do Chazara. Specifically in the Geir to Brachas and Zimun, is that we spend 5 weeks learning this Simonim. If you don't do Chazara this week, well, some people already told me that we have a week of vacation. One guy told me he's going with his wife 2 days away, can we have Chazara? That's what I was always afraid about to get the Sugya of Chazara. Chazara, some people look at being vacation. Rochas and Zimun, you're not going to get back to. Again, you might learn Nido all over again, and Shabbos all over again, and Svehat all over again. Some of the reason, it's not a fad to learn Rochas. Especially even learn Rochas, it's not even to learn Zimun. I can't think about it, it's Geschmack, it's Lumbus over here. And if you, number one is, if you're not going to get it now, number one, it's Chaval. It's not going to happen again. Number two, you wasted not only this week, you wasted the past 5 weeks. Now, Halavai, you got it the first time around when you learned the past 5 weeks. But this is 1 week to clean a sugya that's very important, that by now you learn the sugya, you know that people seem to miss the boat or not know it. They're missing numerous ideas and concepts over here that are very practical, aloch l'maaseh all the time and constantly. So Baruch Hashem, we were machai people already. We went around with the sheet 2 weeks ago of you have to take the test on time. It was a wonderful idea. People were chuyif now to take the test. Not just because I said so, because then people just smile at me and laugh. But the Maaseh, they signed ready to gain money from the yeshiva ready. They said, Mechayim, they have to go take the test on time. Take the test, it means you got to learn it. Do chazar upon it. You got to know it over here. But again, the main insight is, these halachas over here are Kim Chayenu or Chimenu's or Chayim's daily living over here. It happens constantly. And again, it's if not now, it's not going to happen. It's not now, it's a waste of a couple of weeks. And Taka, whoever is not here, please tell them it's not vacation, it's not time to go away with your wife, it's Shavuos Matamis and Chum Beis HaMikdash over here. And I said, come, Chazik Zayin. I know everyone tells me they're learning somewhere else. Come here, learn here, Chazik the Tzibur here, let's give the Ilm over here, let's love the Rabbah.